From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have called for a truce as violence continues in Syria. U.S. officials said high-level diplomatic talks between Washington and Moscow produced a tentative agreement Friday to try to restore the shattered ceasefire in Syria. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. and Russia secured an agreement to refresh the partial truce the warring parties began in late February.
It's our view that this essentially would be a refreshment of the cessation of hostilities. And getting both sides to commit to refreshing the commitments that they made in the context of the cessation of hostilities could have potentially a catalyzing effect.
A Syrian government statement said the truce would begin Saturday at 22 hours universal time and last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region outside the capital. A similar arrangement in Latakia province is expected to last for 3 days. Fighting continued in Syria Friday with rebels launching rocket attacks and government airstrikes hitting a clinic in the city of Aleppo. The U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a 2-star general, for their role in a deadly airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 people. General Joseph Votel, the commander of U.S. Central Command, told reporters Friday that an investigation into the incident found the tragedy was the result of an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures. The charity Doctors Without Borders ran the hospital. The military punishments include letters of reprimand, which could lead to denial of promotion and possible separation from the service.